The crunch is gonna, I have OCD and the crunch is gonna kill me. If it was something softer. Am I able to see you? I can't see you. I gotta see you in the front. You're blocking word of it. They're saying, I can't do that. No, I'm putting him in the front, that's all. The Gemara says in the first Shabbrayis that a Talmud that's in the Beis Medrash. Come. Really? The Talmud of the Beis Medrash on Yom Tov is Levat al Chametz Frek the Gemara. You can't do Bittul Aftas Mani Suri. What could the case be? The Brice had said Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov. Bishleim a Shabbos. Maybe he was Yudal at least in Shechal b'Shabbos. But Yom Tov Gevald. How do you do Bittul? It's ready after his Mani Suri. The Gemara answered. Isim Gelgelis, it wasn't chametz. I saw there's an interesting kasha in the Tshuvas Marsham. Maybe this chametz was chadosh. Chadosh is awesome in a Torah until Tezayin Nisan. If you'll say ein iser chalal iser, and even though chametz is aser b'hanoah and karis and more chomer than chadosh, but we'll go like the shita that ein iser chalal iser doesn't budge. So on Tesvav Nisan, this is not chametz. It's aser already as chadosh. And you can do bittul. Why can't the Gemara Zetzayin the Brice in such a case? Now I'm misspoke from such an idea. That means he's saying ein iser chalal iser. The fact that it's already chadosh is going to prevent iser chametz from being chal. The full package. No iser achila, no iser hano, no chorus, no leisishchat, no bal yiro, no bal yimotzi, no tashbisu. It's chadosh. Chadosh is not even aser ba'anah. I'm not even talking about the Rosh Yosef's. If something is aser ba'anah, you can't get the asan hakosov thing. But that's an interesting ha'ara from the Marsham. Now, halacha l'maaseh, a few wrap-ups before we start the new sugya. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins was yesterday's Mar Mekoymes. If someone has an Isa Bebeisoy and he's Torud B'mokim Acher, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said he was Yoshev Bebeis Medrash Lifnei Rabbi. But the Shulchan Aruch says he was Torud B'mokim Acher and he remembers that his Chametz, he does Bittul. Fregat Demoisekel, the Mishabur brings it even. The Gemara says it's because you had a real serious Amin Shir excuse. Not I'm busy doing something else, which would not even be an excuse not to be in Shir. But that's what the Mechaber is saying. And don't tell me it's not true. So what do you do since you're on the way to do something very important? If it's before this man? Bittul. That's the one place the Mishnah brings Bittul. The Rishayim speak out. And what if you weren't going Lishchoy Pischoy V'lomel Spinoy? Let's say you were going to something a little bit less important. Example given, says the Rush. You're going to your Rebbe. Now you're going to learn. I'm going to visit you. That's already called. That's not the same. That's Dabar Rishus. Or any other Dabar Rishus. Over there, we don't let you. You're in the middle of going Dabar Rishus. You remember this Chametz in your house. Go back and take care of it. Don't do Bittul. So, man, Ishtana, let's enjoy the Kasha. In the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, it says, Hoylech Lishchoy Pischoy Velom Ales Pinoy, and it's Biduk, that the reason why you're excused and you can just do get away with Bittul is because you're doing something that important. Namely, Hoylech Lishchoy Pischoy Velom Ales Pinoy. Seemingly, in our sugyosa with Issa Megilgelis, it looks like it was also very important. It was in Shir. That's as important as going to a bris, I guess. I don't know which one is more. Bris or not. But the Prima Gadim answers, by Hoylech Lishchay Pesav Olam Oles Benoy, there's already Chametz in your house. It's Chametz Vadai Gomer, and you remember, it's Erev Yom Tov. Over there, if it's not for Pesach or Mila, if it's something less important, fill in the blank, go back. Don't rely on Bittul. But over here, remember, it's an Issa Megilgelis. Issa Megilgelis, it's not even Chametz yet. For that, maybe you can do the preemptive, on Yom Tov, Issa Megilgelis pre-Bittul thing, even if it's for something less important, even if you just torud with a Dabar Rishus. But more than that, in Rambam said, I think it was also in Rambam Kamis yesterday, and we handled yesterday, but I wasn't clear about it again. Yoshev with the Rabbi, it's Yom Tif, and oops, the Issa Mugul Gelis is not an Issa Mugul Gelis anymore. It's Chometz. What do you do now? Shir is over only in another 49 minutes. So what are you going to do? There's Chometz in your hand, in the case, in the Gemara. In the case on Yom Tif. The Rambam is meduyik, and the way he brings it down, stay in Shir. And miyad hishechoyzer on the beisoy. What do you do? What? It's Yom Tif. It's Yom Tif. But it's Yom Tif.
You can't do bittel.
You can't do bittel. And like most shittas, when it's a deraisa, you'll burn it. But it's meduyik in the Rambam, and Sibur's medayik it. When he brings this topic, it would be only, you would say, what about the kol regev regev al yirah? Not sure. But then it's even worse, because the Rambam's doing the Sharatzin makes this diak. I think it was yesterday's Rambam. If you stayed in Shir and you finally get, and it was too late to do Bittul because it was already after this man, and when you realized it was already not Isamukul Gelis, it was Chometz, okay. So then when you get home, destroy it, but you stay in Shir. But if you managed to do Bittul in time, you did the Bittul at the 16th minute before it became Chometz, then what do you do when you go home? Nothing. What? It's bottle. I gevald ever since that base, and we asked this kasha already at the beginning of this month. Chazal v'masakin that you shouldn't do bittel, and they said don't rely on bittel. Do bittel and beer also. Exactly. They said don't rely on bittel. But in this case, when you're in Shir and it's Yom Tov and the chometz is in Issa Mugul Gelis, what did they tell you to do? To do bittel. You did bittel. You don't have to do anything more. We said this already at the beginning of this month, similar by Kikar B'Shmei Kaira, that if you did bittel and then it falls down, but when you did the bittel, it was a legit bittel. A legit bittel doesn't need anything more. It's big chidushim. Darum's letting me get away with this. I was specific if there's a kaifan of kli. It was going through my mind. I wasn't sure if there's chacha kaifan of kli. I hear. Why would he have to cover it? It's dirt. I mean, it's really. No, okay. Now, when do you do bittel? Maisa, the Gemara says that the bittel is done by after the bedikah at night. The Gemara had to ask, why do you do the bittel in the fourth, fifth, and sixth hour? The Gemara says you don't. The Gemara then ends up saying, oh, so halacha l'maisa, the Rosh brings, just b'ktzara to go through it, the Rosh, the Marotcha, they bring a tshuvas Rashi, the Rosh Achanar, even tshuvas Rashi, that we should do bittel again, which is what we're not able to do. We do a bittel a second time. When do we do bittel a second time? A few minutes near the end of the fifth hour. Because that's right now, right before this month here. Why weren't they misakin the tchibah to do with that? The Gemara said it's not the right month. But at the end of the day, there is two bittels. There's a bittel at night, and then there's a bittel again. We'll call it the Shulchan Aruch brings it also. Acher abdika balayla miyad yivatlenu, and you say kol chamira, that's one bittel. And he says a whole issue of there if you do it b'lashon kodesh or any lashon, as long as you understand it. V'toy v'lachzer levatli pamacheres b'yoyim yudalid. Get ready, b'soif shochamishis. Koidim shiyagia l'shoshishis. 11:58, why? Because once it's 12, once the clock strikes 10:58. Because once the clock strikes 11:00, shoshishis, asum midrabbanon. It's the Rabbanon prevents you from doing bittel. What, you can't even do bittel deraisa? Speak to the Chachmei Venetzi about that. But what you do is you do the bedik at 10:58. And then the Ramo adds, and I have a problem with this, he says it's preferable that you should do that other bittel before you burn it. Because if you, after you burn it. Because if it's before you burn it, if you burn it first, then you end up... No, if you do bittel first, then you're going to end up not burning your own chametz. This is questionable. If you learn in Lomdus that the bittel only kicks in anyways by this man, even if you did the bittel before, so then what's the problem? Why can't you do the bittel...
Doesn't practically do a second bittel
mean
that it doesn't only kick in at this man?
Minei yabei, l'chayr, that's good. In a lot of people are going to say it, so I don't know what to do. I want to speak out one more thing before we start the new sugya, get all the way to the bottom of the yomid. There's a fascinating ktsois in Siman Reish Samach Beis. The ktsois says, if a guy for whatever reason was an oinus and he didn't do bittel and it's already after the sixth hour, then avada, when he does bittel after the sixth hour, it's a good bittel. Because when he does the bittel after the sixth hour, it's avada megala that in his mind he would have wanted to do the bittel before also. And it's legora from Yishalay Midas, and we read his mind, and passively we would have assumed that's what he wanted to do, and therefore the bittel that you don't like. The ksois in Reish Samach Beis says that even if you do the bittul after, it's megala that that's what yadas was made kar, and it's a good bittul. The Gemara says in Sochem you can't do bittul after the zman isuri, bavarns the ksois. Bavarns the ksois, you know the Gemara. He says, yeah, that's when you knew you had the chametz, and you weren't mevatel, and now you're coming to mevatel. But if you forgot, or you weren't oynis, and whatever, avada yiyah shalom yadas the kadas works when you do the bittul afterwards. I think it's very interesting to check that out. What? One second. I'm sorry. What? Ooh, is it only if you did the bedika? Lechayra, because you know what? If not, you're not an oynis. I don't know what oynis means, but if you didn't do bedika, I don't know if the ketzayis would call that an oynis. I mean, you have to know what his case is then.
As the ketzayis deals in the shkafas le'levat on the third day of all
month. No, that's the havamina. The Gemara didn't know that yet. No. I mean, because you weren't an oynis. One second. You should be able to be mevat ketzayis style. I hear, you know what? Okay, we have to go back.
Wow.
What?
We pass in
lawyer. I didn't know Nezim Nesha. One second. You're holding an LTS? What are you passing? He's not up to date. No, but I think the choice is Machadish is that even though for Yish we pass in Loimidas Abi Yish, but he has a word that certain in Yonim, Loimidas the Kedas is enough. And for Bittel, Loimidas the Kedas is enough. And but then again, you have to juggle how that stems with the sugi over here on that avada chinishkach levata. I want to think about. You know, I always read the ksois. I was like, it's an hour later. He's like, it's 372 hours later. But who cares? That's when he found the gluski offer, and it should blight. Why doesn't Lasky his bittel hope for that? Oh no, fakert. You have to do bittel now and advise an early. Okay, fine. You pass. Zokti Gemara. Omar Rav Baravun Omar Rav Hapas Sheifsha Kiven Sherupsa Matza Muteris. You have a moldy bread. In the times of the Gemara, matzah and chametz looked alike. They both looked like lafa and be'etzem, depending if it was yet after the 18 minutes or not, or lafa after 18 minutes. There's a process called chimutz, and there's even a process called siur, which is in between, and you couldn't tell by looking at the bread. And you have here a bread, and you can't tell, so it says, you go basa roiv. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean roiv? Hechi dami. If you know it's chametz, you know it's chametz. Elamai, you don't know if it's chametz or matzah. So why do you look at roiv, even if it's not roiv? Why don't you go basar basra? Straight into the point, basar basra is, and the emes says, I heard a kasha. Why don't you just say cheskas bodok? I mean, we're talking in the middle of yontif, a guy's looking at his bread box. Yet this is a guy that it's not the pshat that al nef v'nagantziar he gets in vermin's angels, whatever you call it, and for Pesach, like cut, and he gets shatz or matzahs, which he already got in Tu B'Shvat, his shvager bought it for him. We're talking that people bake their own bread, and on Pesach also they bake their own bread, and on Pesach they kashered the oven, and they baked matzah instead of chametz. Now, if a guy did bedikah, so of course, what do you mean? Middle chalamah, you want to know which one it is? If you find the guski off, I get it, but if you didn't suddenly find the guski off, you know it's matzah. But the Gemara hears before that we have this issue. We have this issue that we're not sure what the thing is. So the Gemara says, why don't we go Basar the Basra? And there's going to be a big topic about Basar Basra from Mishnah and Shkolim. If you give me 2 minutes, we're going to open up that topic. It's an attitude that if you're not sure what something is, assume it's the latest known one. Where does this thing come from? How did it land on us? Baal said. But the Gemara says, it shouldn't be Tolly and Roy. You should just look at the Basra. At the end, if you don't mind, I'm going to skip all the way to the end of the sugya so we can make it and then go back. The Gemara says that this memra of Rav Baravuna Amarav, Hapas Sheif Shekivin Sherup Samatza Muteris, means a scientific halacha, which by the way, a lot of the Rishonim are mashmid it, and it means if you see something that looks very, 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 very moldy, and according to your scientific analysis of it, it looks like it's 12-day mold. 12-day mold means it's chalamoy. So 12 days means it's chametz. And instead, there's a svara to say, it's like it's already tifer on at yontif, it's not the first day of yontif. Maybe this is matzah, it's only 5 or 6 days old. Why did it get that moldy? Because the pasach hamima. Let's just read to that maskana, pardon, and then we're going to go back. Ela'em, it means shirob, you may matzah iluya. There was already a lot of days, it's already the fourth, fifth day of yontif. Now, ihochi pshita, like tzricha de ipushim ruba, it really looks moldy. No mal, the tame kivin de ipushim ruba, gloy milsa debati chametz mal, yehi, this thing looks like it's 12 day old mold. Kamash Malon, that no, Kivin Shirabi may matzile, the past few days on Pesach, he kept on putting new fresh high samatzis. Amin and Kalyoyim, the Yoyim and Nama, Chamima, Af, Vashadi, Loyi, and this Al Yaday, the heat, can become that moldy looking 6 days in. Okay, that's what the Gemara says is the maskana, what the member of Rabbi Bar Avuna meant instead. But we're talking about a sugya basar basra, and the Gemara is saying like this. You have a pasha ifshin, Rabbeinu David speaks out, why do we have to make the bread moldy? Now, by the way, the maskana, I know why the bread was moldy. The maskana, that is the sugya. The sugya is scientifically analyzing something that looks 12-day moldy. Do you assume it's 12-day moldy chametz, or can you say, no, it's 6-day moldy matzah that really got moldy from the heat? And that's the halacha. You know, there's an interesting thing, Rabbeinu Chananel, in the maskana, he says, it's after Pesach. And I saw the Bir Alokhish, the Achrayim Shtel, why dafka after Pesach? Because they want to say on Pesach, when you're dealing with Karis, we wouldn't take the risk to rely on this. This might be 12-day old, I mean, if it's 12-day old moldy bread, I wouldn't eat it anyways, whatever. If it's 12-day moldy bread, maybe chametz, for chashash Karis on Pesach, you wouldn't risk it. After Pesach, it's different. That's what's...
What? Is there a Pesach with this in your house?
Is there a Lashishkan on this? Yeah, I hear. Well, only if you live in Yerushalayim. Only, okay, I hear.
And after Pesach, then why do you know that it's from before? I mean, why do you know that it's not matzah? It all looks the same. It's moldy. It could have molded on Pesach. We have enough time.
In Echanami, that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. An announcement, the Chazon Ish says that it's, I think he argues, the Bir Halacha mixed with the Yikabacha Pesach, right? The Chazon Ish says, he says, you missed the boat. Achar Pesach means after Pesach started. It's Chalamoy, catch on. It's after, it's not like we care. It's the middle of Pesach. It's after Pesach started. And like I said, we're not sure. Is this 6-day old moldy matzah or is it 12-day old moldy chametz? It really looks like 12-day old moldy. No, the Gemara says a chiddush. Sometimes fresh hash matzah makes it look like that. Okay, of the other name. Back to that's the sugya. Back to the beginning of the sugya when the Gemara happened, which veered off into a big sugya called basar basra. Again, the Gemara quoted you had moldy bread. Why don't it have to be moldy? And Rabbeinu David explains, the maskan, I know why it has to be moldy. The whole sugya is about 12-day old mold and 6-day old mold. But in the beginning, why did it have to be moldy? Because if it wasn't moldy, there was ways of telling how things were, whether it was chametz or matzah. The fact that it got a little moldy is what makes it irrecognizable whether it's chametz or matzah. And that's why we have the shaila. And the Gemara says you rely on roiv. Frek the Gemara, why rely on roiv? Rely on basar basra. And by the way, what would basar basra tell you? It's the third day of Chol HaMoed. This bread box is being used twice a day. Matzah. Why don't you just say cheskasei bodek? What happened to the sugya nafdala that you assume a guy did bedikah in his house? Guy shechted the carbon pesach. Why would he even have this in his house? What?
It's gross.
So that's even worse. It's edible. No. It's roi lachilas kelev.
Okay, but it's still not edible. It's colors.
What color? Okay, I know.
You don't know.
One second. Maybe it's potato bachlal. No, I think it was limited to chametz and matzah. It's limited to chametz and matzah. Frek the Pnei Yeshua and the Rosh Yosef. Why can't the case be roiv? There were three pieces. Two were matzah and one was chametz. You know that. They got mixed up. Yavesh v'yavesh. Chad v'trei. Basar roiv. Maybe that's the sugya. What are you varfing me basar basra? Azoy frek. One second, let me say. Azoy frek the Pnei Yeshua and the Rosh Yosef. The original memra. The Gemara says, hey, dummy. Why can't the case? Hey, dummy, I'll tell you the case. There was three pieces. Two were matzah, one was chametz. They got mixed up. The Rabbi Bar Avuna is mechadesh. You were allowed to lie. Roiv.
What?
Oh, 1 second. I get to the slide. Excellent. 1 second. Excellent. That's what the Pnei Yeshua asks. Why don't you just say that the case was bittel b'roiv? But the Gemara says that's not the case. So the Gemara says the case is, again, you've been using this bread box and you clean it out twice a day and put in fresh stuff. It's already the third day of Chol HaMoed. Roiv of the stuff that was in there was matzah. Or maybe roiv of the stuff that was in there was chametz. Frek the Gemara, what are you factoring that in? Why don't you just look at basar basra? Let's put chametz on the side. Pardon, it takes a few minutes. I'm going to get to Dovash Yesh Lamatirin. I want to open up fresh a Mishnah in Shkolim. We're learning a Mishnah in Shkolim. Tnan. Mois shenimtz. There's a lot of details here. Amongst them is the detail of basar basra, and we'll plug that in as well. It's a lot to do. Clear your minds. Fresh start. A mishnah. Mois shenimtzu lifnei soichrei behema laoyla meiser b'har abay ischulin b'Yerushalayim b'shas haregel meiser b'shayim meiser shana chulin. End of quote of mishnah. One at a time. Mois shenimtzu lifnei soichrei behema in the shuk in Yerushalayim. In between the clothing store, I'm specifying clothing store because Meiser Sheni is fruits. that you grew in your paradise in the Galil. But Maisa Sheni is 9%. That's a lot if it's a very big field. And you can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim. So what you do is you pay it onto money, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. What do you do with that money in Yerushalayim? You buy food. You buy food. It could be a carbon what?
Not clothing.
That's I'm getting to the Marsha. One second. Not clothing. Not a chamor. Not a car. Food. It could be a carbon. It could be various other foods. Now, if you find money by the Seichrei Behema any time of the year, you assume automatically the money is Maaser Sheni money. Why do you assume it's Maaser Sheni money? Zok Rashi. Because people that came to be Oil Regel, what do they do with their leftover Maaser Sheni money? And it doesn't have to just be a small pocket change. It could be a mechubadik amount of money. What do they do with their Maaser Sheni money? There's nothing to do with it to bring it back to the Galil. There's nothing to do with it. You can't be paid it back. Money's not in, it's in Yerushalayim anyways. What they would do is they would give it to the Yerushalmis that lived there all year. Rashi says they would give it to them as a present, b'toyv asana, meaning they're expecting something in return. And it's a pella because the Rosh Hashanah asks that we pass in like Rav Meir that Maaser Sheni is mamon. We don't pass it, but there's a man diomer of Meir, sorry, that holds Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoya. And as such, you would not be allowed to give it as toyv asana. And to just. It's a machlokes if toyv asana is mamon or not.
If you say it's in a mamon, like, doesn't that work? Even if it's gavoya?
It's not pashut because it could be still it's usher. I don't know. I think there's a big tumult about it. But upon him, that's a zaitiga problem. And it's actually cute. The Rashash says that the Taisis Yontif over there in Shkolim quotes this Rashi and he says, V'nimuka imoy. He says it didn't say V'nimuka imoy. It said V'tsarachin. Tzadi ayin. And Bachar Zesser switched the Tzadi ayin to Nun ayin and then someone decided it's Nimuka imoy. It's not Nimuka imoy. It's one big V'tsarachin. That's ayin in the Rashash. But let me just get back to the story. People, when they went home after Yontif, would leave all of their Maaser Sheni money with local Yerushalmis. Wink, wink, we're expecting something, Tayyib Asana, in return. What would these Yerushalmis do with the money? They wouldn't buy clothes. They would buy food. A standard thing they would buy is they could buy animals. They could also make it as a carbon shlamim. It doesn't have to be. It could also be chum. Not only on Yom Tov, if you find money rolling in the by the stall where they're selling the animals in Yerushalayim, oh presto, avada, it's my Sheni money. Even if it's not, if it's Hanukkah time, it's nowhere near Pesach and Sukkot is long gone. Shalosh Rebbe, and people came to buy the regular. It was my Sheni money that was left over and therefore it's my Sheni money. Fret Rashi. You know what you do with this Maaser Sheni money? You buy an animal with it, and it's not stam a metach, it's called pidyon. Explanation, the Kedusha or Din Maaser Sheni transfers from the money to the animal, and now the money is chulin. So if a guy is selling animals, there's a 50% chance that it's Maaser Sheni money that it fell from the lekeach. There's a 50% chance that it fell from the moicher after he already received the money as payment for the animal. So why are you saying that Mois Lifnei Seichrei Behema is always Meiser? It's a 50-50. It's either the Meiser that the buyer brought into the store or the Chulin that the Moich already received. Azayfek Rashi. Amphid Rashi? Exactly. It's a 50-50. Safik the Reis al-Khumra. Safik the Reis al-Khumra. Azayfek Rashi. Roy Boichli Basav Yerushalayim Kol Yimois Hashani Yimois Meiser Sheni Hein Lefisha Yimas Speak and Lechol Kol Mois Meiser Sheni Shalhem Beregel. Rashi says it's a suffix if it's either the Maaser Sheni money fell from the buyer or from the seller. Frek Tosis, what about other money that maybe the buyer has, the seller has? Frek Marsha. What about other chulin money that the lekeach has that he's planning to go buy clothing with after his next stop? He has a list. So the Marsha says, we're not dealing with that money. Because the guy doesn't have a hole in his pocket. The money, we're not worried that the money is only the money that...
This transaction.
On that, Rashi asks, yeah, but is it pre-transaction or post-transaction? So Rashi, Safik, Ashokal. Now, Tosfos doesn't like that, so Tosfos wants to say there's a roiv because there's a lot of people standing online for that specific animal. We're going to come back to Seichrei Behema, but again, there's a lot of things going on in the Mishnah. Step one, money that's by the Seichrei Behema, what do you assume it is? Maisa Sheni money. Maisa Sheni money. Bahara Bayis Chulin. Hara Bayis doesn't get sweeped every day. Hara Bayis, you could assume the money could have come, we're soon getting to Pasar Basra. But Harabayis, you could have assumed the money came from any time of the year. It's lavda from today as opposed to from last week. As opposed to the streets of Yerushalayim, which we're going to get to. There's three stages in the Mishnah. There's the Seichrei Behema, Harabayis, and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, it makes a difference if it's Yontif or not Yontif. By Seichrei, I'm sorry for doing this, but by Seichrei Behema, it's a whole year because even Hanukkah time, Tammuz time, any time, it's Yerushalmi, local Yerushalmis that had leftover Maaser Sheni money, and that's what they were spending to buy animals. For a carbon or for food. In Harabayis, Avada, it's Chulin. Why? Maybe it's Meiser. You're taking this money. What are you going to do with this money? You found money. It was Yish, Elamit Seyes, back to Elamit Seyes, Yish Lamidas. Yeah, comes in, connects the two Sugis. He has the money. What can he go do with it? We assume it's Yish. What can he go do with this money? He can go buy clothes. Why can he go buy clothes? Maybe it's Meiser Shani money. Roiv? You're relying on Roiv? What kind of Roiv? Call the parish.
Classic
rights. There's two classic rights.
There's more chulin money than non-chulin.
Why is there more chulin money? Because there's more weekday days than Yom Tov days?
You don't give your aids. You really bought the animal.
No, this is a different customer.
You're going to Harabayis.
Yeah, but on Hanukkah time. It's not Yom Tov though.
Who cares? Yerushalmi bought their animal already.
Right.
I don't know what money they have left.
No, so 1 second. There's anyways a problem. Excellent. Fred Tysus, you're not allowed to bring money onto Harabayis. How did the money get there? So Tysus says, still in the pocket, you're allowed to have. Frek the Rashash, why can't you just say it was illegal? You know, like, oh, frek a cash. Why is the money on the floor?
You
needed money to pay the guards to cut the line. There's also the cash of the Rosh Yosef that maybe it's hektish money from the Lishka. There's a lot of other problems, but again, I want to know, why is it roiv? There's 300, what was that?
Meister Shetty is only 4 out of 7 years and 9, less than 10%.
Whoa, Meister Shetty is not, no, Meister Shetty is 4 out of 7
years. 4 out of 7 years and less than 10%, so that's less than
9%? No, it's 5% of the produce, nothing to do with the money. No, the money in the world, no, I don't know. It's 9% of his field from the Galil. It's 9% of the apples from his Galil. It doesn't mean it's 9% of the money that's running in circulation.
The money we're talking about.
Now, I know, I'm talking about money.
The payers in the field.
What kind of?
That's money, other money? Also?
No, so the emesis, what?
This is a credit card. What's the cash?
No, everything's... No, in those days, everything was with coins and money. There was no bit... Surprise. There was no sell. No, what's it called? No, there was only money, coin money. And in Yerushalayim, what should you assume Roiv money is? There's a whole tzlach about this. He assumes that since much more people came on Yom Tif to be Oyle Regal, in the mechlol of the whole year, there's more, and Harabayis does not get sweeped, so it's not so pashut fakert. Roiv money maybe is Maaser Sheni money. People leave their chulin money in what's it called? But then why is Harabayis chulin? It's a big problem. The Tzlach talks about it. We're gonna assume in Harabayis it's chulin and you rely on roiv.
Still,
frak the Tzlach what?
The VIPs are chulin in Harabayis.
What?
Because you're assuming that most people that are coming for...
I'm going to make those cheshbonos. No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make those cheshbonos. Again, I'm going now that in Harabayis, it's all Yisrael Mechan Roiv. The Tzlach has a big problem there. You're not allowed to rely on Roiv by a Dover Shiei Shleim Atirin. Is this Dover Shiei Shleim Atirin? Is money Dover Shiei Shleim Atirin? Something that is usher, but lamais eventually it will be mutter.
Oh, because doesn't the lamais shame pigeon just keep?
It does. But I can buy food with it. The fact that I can't buy clothes, that's not called davar sheyesh lamatirin.
It's never going to be mutter to use for clothing.
Oh, it's never going to be mutter to use for clothing. There's a big shaila in the rules of davar sheyesh lamatirin when what?
Is it material decline?
That's the shaila. There's so many. Not only. Okay, I'm going to consciously make a decision of not going into all the Davar Sheyesh Lematiran issues I wanted to talk about. I'll pick only the most fun one. There was a hotel where someone took two chairs. There was 500 guests, and someone took two chairs and put a tray for the ladies to light candles, and those chairs are muktzah. But there are buses. And then the Gaisha waiters, I don't know if they blew out the candles or the candles went out, but the next morning by breakfast, those two chairs were also set up in the dining room for breakfast. And the mashgiach came in and said, everyone, stand up! You can't use the chairs. They were all muktzah. So I said, what do you mean? 498 of the chairs are good. It's batul b'roi. He said, it's davar sheyesh lematirin. It's davar sheyesh lematirin. It's ad ha'atayna. Why is davar sheyesh lematirin?
After Shabbos.
After Shabbos. He said, but I don't want to use it after Shabbos. I want to use it now. I don't want to buy behemah. I want to buy clothes. It was mentioned, I didn't want to do this, but it was mentioned that by chametz, when we were holding in the sugya of chametz, and we wanted to say that the Yeshua was kasha broi, so one of the gedolei achronim was asking, that l'chayra, but it's davar sheyesh lematirin. Why is chametz davar sheyesh lematirin? It's totally if chametz after Pesach is Osher Mederais or not. On the Tzadik, it's not. So all of this, there's four pages of Tzlach.
Or if you did Bittol. Maybe you didn't do Bittol, then it becomes a
Davar. I hear. There's a big Arichas in the Tzlach. And I want to move on to the next case. What?
The buses.
Oh, I knew there was going to be something about Shvus to Shvus. I knew it was coming.
And on the bus, Davar Shem Shalot, maybe the...
Yeah. Okay. I want to get to the case. Okay, Soichre Behema, what's the money? Let's go. Soichre Behema, what's the money? Maisa Sheni. On Harabais, what's the money? Chulin. And in Yerushalayim, because they sweep the streets every day, so in Yerushalayim, on Yontif, you find money. What do you assume it is? Maisa Sheni money. But the rest of the year, you assume it's Chulin money. Why? So the Gemara light bulb, because there's a Yisoy called Basar Basra. What's this Chiddush of Basar Basra? That they sweep the streets. And the Gemara is making a tzustel that when you open your bread box every time, you assume it's the latest one. Who says that the umdana of how thoroughly they clean the streets in Yerushalayim is punkt a tzustel to what this Balabasta is doing in her bread box swap over? So Reb Asher said a big Yisoy in the Sugya, and you have to know that there's a Gemara, Roiv min HaTorah min Olam, Chazok min HaTorah min Olam. And the Gemara brings Makairis. Karayv min HaTorah min Olam. There's a Sugya Roiv HaKarayv. And actually, there are those that say that the Sugya of Basar Basra is Karayv. Karayv means Karayv min from Egla Ufa. What's closer? What's closer geographically? And what's closer chronologically? It's a sort of a Karayv. But he learned differently. He said it's not Roiv, it's not Chazok, it's not Karayv. It's not a Suffolk Bechlal. It's not a Suffolk Bechlal. If this changeover, so you assume that it's the last one, kacha, just this, you don't put anything else even into the base of suffix. It's a big yisoy, I'm not doing justice to it, but I want to start now the etzim sugya. The Gemara is making a tzushtel that if you're allowed, when you see the money in the streets of Yerushalayim, on Yom Tov you assume it's Maaser Sheni, on the rest of the year you assume it's chulin money. Why do you assume it's chulin money the rest of the year? Doch, maybe it's Maaser Sheni money. People do have it. Yerushalmis are walking around with Maaser Sheni money. Maybe he was on the way to the Seifer Behema and it fell out of his pocket. I mean, it did fall out of his pocket.
Rive with the
Basri. So, Rive. With Basri. But you have Rive. Where does Basar Basra play a role? On Yom Tov. Assuming that Rive of money over the whole year volume is chulin money, why on Yom Tov do you assume it's Meiser? Because you go Basar Basar, we assume the streets were cleaned every day. And this is the main kasha of the sugya. Frekta Tzlach, the Pnei Yeshua, the Rosh Yosef, they all ask. You see from here that Basar Basra is a chumrah. We're machmir to be chayshish for the Basar Basra. But who says Basar Basra works lakula? Hare, in our case, you wanted to rely that this pasha ifshe with the colors, you wanted to eat it. Whoever wanted to eat it. What? Oh, that when I said Reb Asher's Yisoy, because I'm fighting the clock here, it's one of the throats to this to the kasha of the Tzlach, among other things that he answered. Excellent, perfect. But let's restage the kasha though. Again, the Gemara said in the bread box when you're not sure if it's chametz or matzah and it's ifshe and you can't tell and what's it called and you go basar roiv. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? I have a roiv from a Mishnah in Shkolim that used to, there's a concept called basar basra. Fregin Aligadol Yachmanin, this is serious stuff. What's the raya? The Mishnah Shkolov only shows you that you go Basar Basra L'chumra to be machmir, that it's Maaser Sheni. But who says you can rely on it that it's matzah, that you would eat it after or even on Pesach? Who says you're allowed to rely on Basar Basra L'kula? Maybe Basar Basra is only a chumra. As I fregin it. There's a lot of truth into this kasha. We'll start a little bit to talk and learning. Kemedubar, Rav Asher said, it's irrelevant. Chumra kula. I mean, if you want to get involved, well, who says sweeping the street is a tzurus to the bread box? It's one big yisoid. We look at the end. The Tzlach has interesting teretz. He says, when you're passing that it's Maaser Sheni, is that a chumra or kula? A guy finds money in Yerushalayim. He says, what should I do with this money? It's after years. We already went through the Elam Tzias part. So he says, can I go buy clothing? He says, no, maybe it's Maaser Sheni. So we said it depends. If it's during the year, you can buy clothes. But if it's on Yom Tov, then you can only buy... I mean, even after Yom Tov, if you found it on Yom Tov, then you could only buy, even 3 weeks later, you could only buy... It sounds like a chumra. Says the Tzlach, but it's also a kula. What's the kula of deciding that it's Maaser Sheni?
The rest of the year.
No. You have, for the rest of the year, you have to use it as Maaser Sheni.
For the rest of the year, it's not.
For the rest of the... No, once you found... No! Once you found it on Yom Tov, you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir. What? I know, but you have to be machmir. I'm explaining, though. You have to be machmir that it's Maaser Sheni all year. What's a kula? What's, there's a few things you could say. If you makadish an isha with it, according to Rav Meir, then Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoya. Could you be makel to say vaday eini makudeshes? So he says that's the raya of the Gemara. It's paskening. It's Maaser Sheni, even lakula for the repercussions of kedushin or fill in the blank. Come up with something. Frek the Tzlach on himself. How could I do that? By the soichrei behema. What are we paskening? Maaser Sheni. And Rashi asked, maybe it's from the Maaser. What did Rashi answer? Suffolk L'chumra. So it won't be L'kula. If you Makadosh an issue with it, I wouldn't risk it. You see that the Mishnah says Maaser Sheni, and it means only L'chumra.
How does he know that what we really mean is that with regard to Maaser Sheni, you have to go L'chumra? And maybe with regard to Kedushin, you also have to go L'chumra, meaning that they're both Suffolk Derais.
Oh, that's what he's speaking out. That's what I just said. And the Tzlach proves it. That's what the Tzlach says, that you're only going to do Maaser Sheni L'chumra, and Avad L'gabi Kedushin, you have to be Machmer also. But he proves it. Because in that same Mishnah, a line earlier, when it said, Tzaychrei Behema, that it's Maaser Sheni, what did the Mishnah mean there? Rashi said, Safak L'chumra. So who says you could do more than that? Is the emes is, the Tzlach comes, there's a few other things in the Tzlach. First of all, fascinating svara. There's a chazaka that the money's chulin. What? It was minted that way. It was born that way. So you have to know when we throw that svar in and how stark to do it. But so says the Tzlach, if Basar Basra would only be a chumra, not a kula, you wouldn't use it even the chumra over here to make it Maaser Sheni because you would factor in chazaka. If Basar Basra even beats chazaka, if Basar Basra even beats chazaka, Rav beats chazaka. But the question is, what Basar Basra? That's Kufur Baklari. How stark is Basar Basra? The Tzlach wants to speak out. You see that Basar Basra even beats Chazaka, because the money Gufa is Becheskas Heter. No. The Tzlach then goes a step further. The Tzlach says, Bedas the Rambam, he wants to learn Fakert. This is Mishunah. He wants to learn Bedas the Rambam, that the Rambam named on that the MS, the volume of money that came in during Yom Tov, of Maaser Sheni money, is so huge that proportionally even to all the days of the weekday, Rav money is Maaser Sheni. Of course, the main nightmare for this word is that Harabais. It's a pelot. But he says that the starting point is Rav, and Ibazoi Fakert. When we say in Yerushalayim that since the streets are sweet, it's Basar Basra, it's the other way around. It's that during the weekdays, Roiv would tell me that it's Maaser a whole year. It's Basar Basra that's telling me you can make a letter, it's Chulim. Basar Basra is telling me that this is like in the Rambam. And the Emesah had another teretz, Isruchak. When it says Yom Tif, it's Maaser Sheni, weekdays it's Chulim. Even Isruchak. That shows it, that Basar Basra is Lakula. Now, the Gemara, we'll just be right. The Gemara fears like another case of Basar Basra. The Gemara says, Teva, Shenishtam Shabbais, Mois, Chulin, and Mois, Meiser, Imroiv, Chulin, Chulin, Imroiv, Meiser, Meiser. Amai, Lezel, Basar Basra, So the Gemara says all kind of terutzim. You use both, you only used it twice, it was piled up, it fell in a corner. You can tell it fell in the corner, all kinds of terutzim. The Pella is the Rambam brings this brisa, and it was in the Maror Makomos. He does not bring any of the kimtas in the Gemara, which is the classic problem that the Gemara makes a kimta in something and the Rambam brings it without the kimta. But here's the fun. The brisa had said that we sweeped away Basar, yeah? We sweeped away Basar Basra, and therefore you're allowed to rely on the right. What if it's Mechzal Mechza? So there's a question to steer in the Rambam. The Rambam, the way we brought it, the Rambam says, Mechzal Mechza is chulin. The next halach, he says, if you find something and you're not sure where it is, Mechzal Mechza yimachmer. What's the deal here? So the Tzlach says, back to the chazaka. The emesis, all money, has a chazaka that it's chulin. And in the case of the teva, when it's Mechzal Mechza, you're allowed to rely on chazaka. Once it's roiv, rubah b'chazaka rubada. But when it's not roiv, mechzal mechza is chulin because of chazaka. In the next case, there's no chazaka because in the next halach in the Rambam, it was chulin and meiser there. Now you're not sure which one. It's ikva that there's meiser. Oh, so then avada chazarnu to sofik derais lechumra. On one hand, there was a havamina to skip the sugya. On the other hand, with all due respect, we did skip the sugya. This is a sugya that we can spend 3 weeks on. There's chazaka, there's roiv, there's basar basra, there's back to the psachim aspect of it, there's the maaser sheni aspect of it, there's davar sheyesh lo matirin. We attempted to give the olam a te'ima of this topic, and tomorrow we're starting the sugya of habayit tzarashivah.